Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Health relocates two clinics to new facility. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Health has relocated its occupational health and community wellness clinics to a new shared location in Gillette. Both clinics are now seeing patients at 430 South Medical Arts Court, the former Coalition building. Hospital officials say bringing the two services together in one facility will improve accessibility and support future growth. Campbell County Health CEO Matt Shahan says while the location has changed, the organization's commitment to providing high-quality care remains the same. Occupational Health offers workplace medical services, employee physicals, drug and alcohol testing, and is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Community Wellness provides low-cost laboratory testing, wellness screenings, and other preventative health services. That clinic is open weekdays from 5:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hospital officials say phone numbers for both clinics remain the same. Appointment reminders have been updated with the new address, and signs have been posted at both the new and former locations to help direct patients during the transition. Wyoming lawmakers revisit bill to protect free speech from frivolous lawsuits. Wyoming lawmakers are taking another shot at passing legislation designed to protect free speech from retaliatory lawsuits. According to Wildfile, the legislature's Joint Judiciary Committee voted Monday to delay action on a proposed anti-slap bill until its October meeting, giving staff time to revise the measure following committee discussion. SLAP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation, are civil lawsuits often filed to discourage criticism by burdening defendants with legal costs rather than winning on its merits. Anti-slap laws allow judges to quickly dismiss lawsuits that target constitutionally protected speech. Supporters say the legislation would better protect journalists, filmmakers, and private citizens from meritless lawsuits intended to silence public participation. Wyoming remains one of only a handful of states without anti-slap law. The latest proposal is based on model legislation already adopted in about half of the states that have similar protections. Lawmakers made several revisions Monday, but chose not to include an immunity provision that some said could create additional legal challenges. The committee plans to consider a revised version of the bill when it meets again in October, ahead of the 2027 legislative session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.